Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump says he'll announce his nominee to the Supreme Court at 5 p.m. Eastern Time today. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Trump is expected to name federal judge Amy Coney Barrett, a favorite of social conservatives.
If chosen and confirmed, Barrett would replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and significantly ensure a more conservative majority on the court for years to come. President Trump told reporters at Joint Base Andrews Friday that he had made a decision, but would not confirm multiple reports, including from NPR, that Barrett was his choice.
He's outstanding, but I haven't said that.
The nomination is expected to kick off a dramatic confirmation battle, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has the support he needs to move forward with the confirmation process and a floor vote before the election. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Another former top national security official has joined a list of retired officials who are publicly saying President Trump is not up to the job of commander-in-chief. NPR's Greg Myrie has details.
Robert Cardillo writes in the Denver Post that, quote, as a commander-in-chief, President Trump comes up tragically short. He also says that Trump's willingness to believe dictators like Vladimir Putin is an unprecedented betrayal of his oath to the Constitution. Until he stepped down last year, Cardillo was head of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, which analyzes satellite photos. His national security career spanned nearly four decades. In previous presidential elections, former national security officials did not often express a preference, but many are speaking out this year, both for and against Trump. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Protesters continue to take to the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, demanding justice after a grand jury decided not to indict any of the police officers who shot and killed Breonna Taylor, a young black woman, while executing a no-knock search warrant at her apartment. Karen Czar of member station WUKY reports.
Angry protesters in downtown Louisville say enough is enough. They want to see the evidence that was presented to the grand jury.
I'm sick and tired!
Louisville's mayor imposed a 9 p.m. curfew for the city, but hundreds of demonstrators continued to demand justice. After two nights of arrests, houses of worship became safe havens.
This church property has been declared sanctuary.
Police said they were there to find the person who was hurling golf balls at the crowd from a high rise across the street. They allowed everyone to go back to their cars and go home without the threat of arrest. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Louisville.
This is NPR. The mayor of Rochester, New York, has named a new interim police chief. Cynthia Harriet Sullivan, a black woman, will head the department starting next month. The previous chief was fired after body cam footage was released from the arrest of Daniel Prude, a black man with mental illness, who died after officers put a hood over his head and pressed his face into the street last March. It triggered days of protests. California now has some of the strictest standards in the country for providing access to mental health care. April Domboski reports from member station KQED in San Francisco.
For years, private insurance companies have exploited legal loopholes to delay or deny treatment for mental health conditions. State Senator Scott Wiener says insurers often refuse to help people until they're in crisis.
If someone has stage one cancer, we would never tolerate an insurance company saying, it's too soon. Come back and see us when you're at stage four cancer. Then we'll provide coverage. We would laugh that insurance company out of the room.
The new law requires insurers to provide timely access to care and to cover the full range of conditions recognized by the American Psychiatric Association. For NPR News, I'm April Domboski in Oakland.
In professional hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Dallas Stars last night in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup playoffs after an overtime penalty. The Stars lead the series 3-1 and could capture the title in Game 5 tonight. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.